Well, happy Sabbath, everyone. Good to see you all here and those that are joining us by webcast or by our telephone bridge. I'll be using my computer today for two reasons. The first reason is I tried to print this out, and I did print it out, but it printed out the old version. So when I was reviewing it here this afternoon, I noticed there were some things missing, so I had to call it up on the computer so I have the latest version. Today, let us open our minds to some new thoughts on how to review God's Word. When one of God's children is born into this world, their mind, their body, and their spirit is introduced to a new environment. Their life is awakened to what I label today, and you're seeing on the wall, I labeled it tick, tock, box. What do I mean by tick, tock, box? I tried to keep it as simple as I could. And this sermonette deals with various aspects. And please feel free to talk to me afterwards if I confuse anyone, because I feel it's extremely important. The tick-tock box is just a phrase in order to stimulate everyone on what is Tony saying. Is this dealing with time? Is it dealing with a box? Is it dealing with what? And that's what I hope to outline for you clearly. Their physical life time clock is introduced to a world contrary to God's ways. Will they be caught up in this tick-tock box? Their parents and their family members will have the opportunity to introduce to the child or children God's word in their environment, where they may be located on this earth. Their ethnic heritage, their social environment, as well as more, because there are many aspects, as we know, to our lives. The child's box will have day after day now to be introduced to God's word, and the world's deceptions will try also to introduce the opposite way of God's will and ways. Their box will begin to be filled, and God, through their parents and family members, we are their family members I'm talking about, will be introducing God's blessing. One of the first blessings we need to understand, which is a simplistic statement, but very important for us all, to choose life or death by His word. God gives us that free will to choose. Their box, the child is given, is time that is ticking each and every day. Change is happening. Change is happening. Whatever box they may be in, they are being given a choice. As we heard in the past few Sabbaths, of change and choice and choose. God gives this to us because he has given us free will. That is a tremendous aspect our children need to understand, and our parents need to guide them through an understanding of this. In Mark, there is a wonderful story. I feel it's wonderful to explain so much. So I'd like you to review with me if you'd like. If not, you can just listen. We're going to go to Mark 9. Mark 9, and I'll be reading through 14 through 25. As I mentioned, most of us here, as well as watching us on the webcast or listening, it is a story that we know, and hopefully I can emphasize the areas which are important at this time in this sermonette. When they returned to the other disciples, they saw a crowd surrounding them, and some teachers of religious laws were arguing with them. When the crowd saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with awe, and they ran to greet him. "What is all this arguing about?" Jesus asked. One of the men in the crowd spoke up. "Teacher, I brought my son so you could heal him. He is possessed by an evil spirit that won't let him talk. And whenever the spirit seizes him, it throws him violently to the ground. Then he foams at the mouth and grinds his teeth and becomes rigid. So I asked your disciples to cast out the evil spirit, but they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it." Now Jesus replies to them. Jesus said to them, You faithless people, how long must I be with you? How long must I put up with you? Bring the boy to me." So they brought the boy. But when the evil spirit saw Jesus, it threw the child into a violent convulsion, and he fell on the ground, again foaming at the mouth. "How long has this been happening to him?" Jesus asked the boy's father. He replied, "Since he was a little boy. The spirit often throws him into the fire or into the water, trying to kill him. Have mercy on us and help us if you can." Why I emphasize that. Here he is talking to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is aware to a degree this is the Messiah. But he says, "If you can." What is Jesus' reply? And you could tell by the way I say this, somewhat of the state of mind Jesus moved into. "What do you mean, if I can?" Jesus asked. "Anything is possible if a person believes." He was emphasizing, as we know, belief. Belief in God's will and way. Belief in the Father. Belief in the Holy Spirit. I would be puzzled also. Why do you ask me such a simple question, but you tell me you know who I am? The father instantly cried out. I would assume at this time he realized who he truly was speaking to and the moment and time they were in. "I do believe," he says. "I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. My unbelief. This is so important, brethren. Why? Because words, and you could have just wonderful, beautiful language. I remember a gentleman in church, Larry Hofelter. He could speak just wonderfully, or Wally Johnson, tremendously at club and so forth. Words are great. They help describe things. But words are words. We have to own those words. They have to be part of us. We have to believe in those words. What happens here, as we know? Jesus says, I command you to come out of this child and never enter him again. Jesus did not hesitate, because he knew, he owned the Holy Spirit was within him. He was the Son of God and is the Son of God. Are we as parents, family members, giving our children true examples of God's will and ways for their tick-tock box? Are we giving our children or child true examples of God's will and ways for their tick-tock box that is ticking every day? What am I saying? We'll move to another scripture in a moment. What I'm saying and have asked in prayer is not only by word, but by deed. Not only by word, but by deed to our children. This world today, as we know, we are in the end times. There's no doubt about that. And in the end times, the ruler of this world is trying to confuse us in any way possible, any way he can. We, or now I'm referring to the adults, have a greater understanding than our children. But our children need to have that understanding that has taken us time to know, understand, and place within our lives. We need to continually relate to all ages, but especially beginning with our children. So let me go to another area of God's word. We know this one extremely well. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And it states, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you the path to take. And I've been using the New Living Translation. Are we asking to help us help our children? What did I say? I said, are we asking to help us help our children to trust, understand, use the path we are directed by God? Remember, our children's tick-tock box is moving every day. Just recently, this past week, I had a fellow brethren relate a personal story to me. They had a problem with a relationship that they thought was overcome with prayer, with fasting, and partaking in Passover. They thought it was put to rest, as I mentioned. But just last month, at the feast, the situation arose again. They approached God by prayer. They fasted. They petitioned God in all ways that they knew of, given to us by His Word, His Bible. What did God do? I'm happy to tell you, He washed this away. He washed this away. We need to explain miracles to our children. Miracles of God that happen every day. It is a miracle every day for some of us to wake up and see. Some of us to talk and hear. We have sign language here for those who are handicapped in that area. But if you can hear clearly, what a miracle that is God has given to you. If you look around at everyone here today, right now, we are so blessed. Look at the clothes that we wear. Look at the family members that we have to discuss God's word with. There are variations throughout the world of God's family. Know, brethren, that you've been blessed. God gives you miracles each day. Miracles come in all different ways. God has given us also each day free will to choose and to change. Are we? Be true to yourself. Are you changing? Are you choosing to change? Or are you just going through the words? No action, no work. But you know, everyone that is here know, using the Holy Spirit that you have been given, all is possible. All is possible. God tells us that. We can do miracles just as Jesus Christ did. Those miracles, hopefully, are happening with a child or your children, or a child or children within our family, the family of God. It is before us. We must lead our children by our examples, by our examples. Notice that the box that I originally put up was small and it's open. And then I made it larger because it's being filled. And then I made it larger again and it's being filled. Here's another box, a smaller one. But notice this box is closed. This box is decorated a little bit. What is happening here? Let me explain. Let me move to one last story in God's Word. Most of us know this one also. So let's repeat it to ourselves and see if we may cling to this and understand it more fully so we can utilize it within our life, so we can own it within our life, not just read it over and over and over, which means nothing to God if we are not 100% behind His Word. And we must pray for that. We must pray for that. So let's go to 1 Corinthians 13. And 1 Corinthians 13 says this: though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I have nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burnt, and have not love, it profits me nothing. Nothing. Love suffers long, and it is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own way, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love, agape love, filial love, is beyond fully our comprehension. But that doesn't mean we can't ask to understand it. We can't have as much as God will enable us to. Things may look one way, but are not the way you see them. God wants us to understand. God wants us to see His will and His way. God wants us to come before Him and ask to utilize what you already have. He's already given you things that you do not realize, that you could move mountains. You could heal the sick. You could, whatever you want to put in there. Have you seen that happen? Has anyone seen that in their life? Where a person was prayed over and was healed? I know some of us have. I know I have. God will answer His children. Yes, we're taught He answers according to His timetable, and that is so true. Remember, tick-tock box. Tick-tock box. I move forward. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, an adult, I put away childish things. For now I see in a mirror dimly. But then, face to face, now I know in part. But then I shall know just as God knows me. And now abide in faith, in hope, in love. These three are the greatest. But of which one is the greatest? God tells us love. Love. It is hard in this world, for this world is trying to harden us more and more and not have that outgoing, giving love that God shows us every day by the miracles we're given. You don't have to allow this to happen in your life. You can cry out to God at any time, day or night. We know of those pillars within our church that pray for hours, hours on end. And I can name a few right offhand, but I'm not. Because each of us, I believe, know brethren like that. They prayed earnestly for hours. And that is wonderful. But now, besides praying, we must own the prayer we ask God. We must know, so we can express it to our children. We want to fill our children, their tick-tock box, wherever they may be, as far as the stage in life. So this is the meaning of today's sermonette. For a child or a children, whatever tick-tock box they may be in, each day we must remind ourselves of not only these five I'm going to outline, but any addition you could add to these five that God clearly states in His Word. First is belief, as I mentioned. To believe. Second is to trust. To trust God. Third is have faith. To have faith maybe that you never had before. Ask for that faith. Fourth is hope. Hope. Know that God will do what you ask. He loves you more than you love yourself. And last, as we mentioned, love. Love. I try to understand love. I try to understand the meaning of agape love and filial love. And I will continually strive for the rest of this physical life, as well as my spiritual life in God's family, to comprehend and understand that more fully. Allow your children to understand by showing them and teaching them each day. By letting them know that they have been given things that they can't even fully comprehend, such as God has given us free will. Free will. And with that free will, we can choose and change our life each and every day in our box. Have a blessed Sabbath, and may God grant all you understanding of His word.